Details are finally shaking out about the president's Alaska visit. The White House says the president will announce new policy initiatives while he's here. But as a senior advisor described it today, they aren't aimed at cutting off access to Alaska's natural resources, as some state leaders fear. At least, that's not the principal thrust. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
To a president calling for global action on climate change, Alaska is one big show-and-tell exhibit. White House senior advisor Brian Deese told reporters in a conference call that as Obama travels around the state, he'll draw worldwide attention to the impacts of climate change, which scientists say is transforming the Arctic more dramatically than anywhere else.
The president has a unique opportunity in going to Alaska to try to highlight why it is important that we act and that there is an urgency in acting. And so I think you can anticipate that he will be trying to speak quite plainly to those issues.
Deese also confirmed what's been rumored for weeks. Yes, when he's in the Seward area on Tuesday, the president plans to go to Exit Glacier in the Kenai Fjords National Park.
And the president will have an opportunity to spend some time in the park and experience both the beauty and the impact that the climate has had on that area.
Researchers say Exit Glacier has retreated more than a mile since the early 1800s. Deese says the president will talk to Seward business owners and fishermen and also plans to board a Coast Guard cutter to view the park from the water. Wednesday, Air Force One is off to Dillingham, followed by Kotzebue, where Obama will become the first sitting president to touch U.S. land above the Arctic Circle. Obama has been getting grief from environmental groups for permitting Shell to drill in Arctic waters. In Alaska, political leaders say Obama's not allowing enough development of natural resources, and he infuriated them by recommending wilderness status for much of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, among others, has said she's worried Obama will try to use the Antiquities Act to put ANWR off limits to oil and gas development forever. And some fear a big announcement of that kind on this trip. They might be heartened by some statements the senior advisor made.
You know, it is the president's view that if we're using oil and natural gas, that we're better positioned to rely on American resources and to be able to put in place the highest and most stringent safety standards.
On the other hand, Brian Deese also spoke highly of Obama's use of the Antiquities Act, which allows a president to create national monuments without congressional approval.
This is a president who has used his authorities under the Antiquities Act to protect more public lands and waters than any other president in history.
Deese says the new policies Obama will unveil are about spreading strategies Alaska communities have deployed in the areas of alternative energy and responding to climate change.
Principally, the policy initiatives that we'll be talking about on this trip are ones that are about trying to identify ways that the federal government can work more effectively with the communities, with the tribal nations, with the state, to build on successes.
Obama is expected to arrive Monday at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson and speak during the closing session of a State Department conference in the Dena'ina Center. In Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.